Well, hi, and welcome to the Grace Christian Church podcast with Pastor Rob Parlente. Grace Christian Church is a contemporary, non-denominational church meeting right here in Manalpin, New Jersey. We meet Sundays, 10 a.m. at the Manalpin Community Center.
So what's the bottom line? Romans 6, 7. For he who has died is free from sin. Have you ever heard this before? Yes, you have. Amen. Some of us here, some of us haven't. We are free from the power of sin. You know, all these recovery programs, all these folks with addictions, all these people with depression, all these people with habitual sin. Do you know what the answer is, brothers and sisters? Jesus Christ. Death, burial, and resurrection. When you believe in him, that's broken. Okay? You cannot in self-effort. As a matter of fact, we had on our phone conversation yesterday, we had a brother who was talking about counseling, and the counseling model is saying that, you know, God isn't good enough, in a sense, right? God isn't good enough to reprogram and reveal truth to you. You need to take medication. You know, you do all these things. No, brothers, that's not true. God works spirit to spirit in you to teach you. The power is broken. You're no longer enslaved to it. Amen. The answer is Jesus Christ. Did you know that? You're free. We're free. But you know what? Now we need to teach ourselves why we're doing the things we're doing, which is next week's message. But we're free from the power of sin. It's so important, and it's so little taught. It's a God thing. Do you see it? People struggle. People have addictions. Modifying your behavior doesn't break the addiction. Only Jesus Christ breaks the addiction. Are you receiving him as your Savior and understanding the gospel? Amen. It's so important. He has died, is free from sin. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful truth. Third truth. Believers are alive to God in Christ. Now we're going to look at that. 6, verse 8 to 11. Verse 6, 8 says, for if we have died with Christ, we believe that we should also live with him. You know what? We've died to the power of sin. Our old man was crucified. And now we live with him. We're going to get to this in the next couple weeks. But Christ is in you, and you are in Christ. We live with Christ. We have resurrection life. We're in union with him. You know, we died with Christ. We also live with Christ. Now, here's a very important verse. 9 and 10. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. You know, Christ's sacrifice and resurrection and God's plan of salvation is complete. Once for all, right? Same with us. Our crucifixion and resurrection has happened once for all. We're changed. He has changed. Christ on the cross. You know what? When we think about him being on the cross every week, brothers and sisters, he's not on the cross every week in some churches, amen? He's risen, and he is alive, and you are too if you are a believer in him. You know what? He says his death, he died once for all. Once for all. We don't put him on the cross every week again and re-crucify him, amen? That's not biblical. That's not accurate. That's not right. You know what? But you were crucified with him on that cross once for all. You were also. Amen? You do not have to re-crucify yourself either. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Because there's concepts I hear from Christians that this idea of I need to die to self. Okay? When we were on the cross, we died to self. Mm-hmm. But now that we're saved, now that we're righteous, now that we have the Holy Spirit, how does this work? It's a one-time event. I don't have to try to die to self. I can't in my flesh die to self. I'm already dead. That old man's dead. But what I'm doing now is I'm renewing my mind. Here's what it is. That's next week's message. To learn how to live the Christian life. You know, it's stop relying on self. That's what it is, right? Not attempting to die to self because you are already dead. Why are we attempting to die to self when we've already died? How does that work? It doesn't work, yeah? All right, now the last verse 11. So great. Even so, this is like the exclamation point of these verses. Even so, consider yourself to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. I'm going to read the King James. I'm throwing another version in there because I like the word. Likewise, reckon your also selves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Christ Jesus our Lord. So what is he saying? After all this, the gospel, man is not none as righteous. We are righteous by faith. We are justified by faith. Okay? We are under grace, no longer under sin and death. Under grace, under a new covenant. We've been crucified. We've been resurrected with Christ. Are we under the power of sin anymore? No, we're not. He says, so we continue in sin that grace may abound. May it never be. Consider yourselves to be dead unto sin, but alive to God through Christ, in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, you have died to the power of sin, and now you are made alive to Jesus Christ. Do you understand it? Do you believe it? Do you consider it? Do you reckon it? Okay? Settle it. Settle it in your mind today. That old you is gone. The power of sin is broken. It's a fact. It will never change. And God will work in your life and conform you to his image once you realize that that sin doesn't control you, and you have a mindset that says, I can change. And you have a mindset that says, Lord will change me from the inside out, and he'll work in and through me. You know what? That's how it starts. It starts with knowing this first fact, is that that old you is gone, and you will be resurrected to newness of life, and it's broken. It's broken. The power of sin is broken, and you're alive to God. So what we are is really this. We're an oxymoron. We're dead alive. Think about that. Yeah. We're an oxymoron. Believers are an oxymoron. We're dead alive. So isn't that your death-birth announcement? Right? Who died? Your old man. Who's made alive? You resurrected with Christ, amen? You've been made alive. We discovered three truths today. One has died in man, and one has been made alive in man. And they put their faith in Christ for forgiveness of sins. You know what? Believers have died to sin, died to the power of sin, died to that controlling factor of sin, the body of sin done away with, and he resurrected the newness of life. We've been crucified, we've also been resurrected. We're in union with Christ. We were with him on that cross. When he died, we died. When he was resurrected, we were resurrected. Amen? We're united together with him. And now we are alive to God in Christ. We are alive in Christ. That really, brothers and sisters, is your death-birth announcement. Death-birth announcement. All right. So, when we celebrate communion, what we're doing is we're celebrating, you know, Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And we take a wafer of bread, and we take a little grape juice. That represents his body being broken and his blood being shed. But guess what? You know what? When he was on that cross, you were on that cross with him in spiritually, brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. So when he died, you died. When he resurrected, you resurrected. But you know what? If he didn't do that, we would never have a way to enter into God's presence. We would never have a way of salvation. We would never have a way of spiritual life. We would still be dead in our sins because of what Adam did. So what I want to do now is I want to think about this. Christ's body being broken, his blood being shed. And I want to pass out the elements, brothers and sisters. Pass them out to the congregation here. And we'll talk a little more about that. Let me get my... So, you know, I always talk about that. You know, Jesus said in the upper room, do this in remembrance of me. How often do we do communion? Well, in this church, we do communion once a month. The second Sunday of every month. And what we're doing is we're celebrating, again, body being broken with a wafer and blood being shed with grape juice. There's nothing magical about the bread. There's nothing magical about the juice. It doesn't infuse any kind of spiritual element to us when we take it. It's doing it in remembrance to remember what he did for us, the offer of salvation. And by us receiving him, our new life in Christ, because our old self was crucified, our new self was resurrected, amen? And we have newness of life, amen? That is a great gift. And that's really the only gift that matters in this life, in my opinion. Amen. So what I want to do now is take and eat, and let's thank the Lord. Take and eat. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for us and giving us a new life. Thank you, Lord, that when we believe in you, our old self is crucified and we've been resurrected to newness of life. What a great gift. Thanks for spiritual life. Thanks that we can be with you. And thanks, Ben. Thank you, Lord, that you're in us and you're trying to work in us and through us, and that you love us. Thank you for what you've done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my wife is going to sing our last song. We're going to close. And she'll close the service.
Precious and holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.